Americans are familiar with the fate of Custer and his men at the Little Bighorn. It was far from the last conflict between tribes and settlers on the High Plains, though. Just 2 years later, a raid took place involving some of those of the Bighorn, and this community memorializes the conflict that took place here. It's this edition of The American Countryside. In the 1870s, families were beginning to put down roots in northwestern Kansas.
Settlers were just starting to come out. They were getting land for $1.25 an acre.
Charlene Worm says there were tensions between Indian tribes and white settlers all across the High Plains. She traces some of the history here to one of the most famous U.S. cavalry defeats.
The Indians, after the Bighorn, were taken to Oklahoma, to the reservation, promised all this wonderful hunting, everything they would need, and they were not given.
In 1878, about 300 Cheyenne, some of which were believed to have been at the Bighorn, headed north from Oklahoma toward their ancestral lands.
They came through our part of the county, I think getting upset because they were starting to tear up and work the land for farming.
No one knows a definite reason for the raid that occurred here in late September of 1878.
We lost 18 settlers, all men and boys. It was the last Indian raid in Kansas. The Indians then went on through Rawlins County, and the military chased them or followed them up to Fort Robinson in Nebraska. Just a handful were actually then released and let live with the Sioux then.
Today, there is a memorial at the local cemetery for the 18 Decatur County settlers killed in the raid. The last Indian Raid Museum shares the story of the conflict on the High Plains. Traveling the countryside in Oberlin, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.